Part 1, Chapter 7. Johnny Good Boy Tyler galloped free across the vast ocean of grass, Windsplitter exuberantly stretching his legs, the lead horse rollicking along behind. What a day. Blue sky and the wind a cooling freshness on his face. Now 2 days out, he had come down from the mountains, through the foothills and into the vastest plain he had ever imagined. He could still see the tiniest tip of High Peak behind him, and with the sun, it kept him true on course and reassured him that he could find his way home whenever he wanted. Total security. The herds of wild cattle were many, but he had been living with those all his life. A few wolves, but what were wolves? No bear, no puma so far. Why, in all reverence to the gods, did anybody ever stay cooped up in the mountains? And monsters. What monsters? Crazy tales. Even that shiny, floating cylinder that had gone overhead every few days the whole of his life was overdue down here. It had come from west to east with the regularity of every other heavenly body, but even it seemed to have stopped. On his present course, he would have seen it. In short, Johnny Good Boy Tyler was suffering from a badly swollen case of overconfidence. And the first disaster that hit him had to do with pigs. Pigs were usually easy to kill, if you were a bit nimble and watched out for charges of the boars. And a small suckling pig was exactly what one could use for supper. Right there ahead of him, clear in the late afternoon light, was a compact herd of pigs out in the open. There were big ones and small ones, but they were all fat. Johnny pulled Windsplitter to a halt and slid off. The wind was not quite right, a bit too downwind to the pigs. They'd smell him if he approached directly. With a bent knee run, he brought himself silently around them until the wind was at right angles. He stopped and hefted his club. The tall grass was nearly to his waist. The pigs were rooting around a shallow depression in the plain, where water stood in the wet months, making a temporary marsh. There must be roots to be had there, Johnny supposed. There were dozens of pigs, every one with his snout down. With a crouching gait, staying below the grass tops, Johnny went forward, closing the distance, yard by yard. Only a few feet separated him now from the outermost fringe of pigs. Silently he rose until his eyes were just above the level of the grass. A small porker was only 3 arm spans from him, an easy throw.
Here's for supper,
breathed Johnny, and heaved his kill club straight and true at the head of the pig. Dead on, a direct hit. The pig let out an ear splitter and dropped. But that wasn't all that happened. Instant confusion roared,